Kof Ches Teves, Friday the 20th of January, Rabbi Yitzchak Firestone, Golos Mitzrayim.
Golos Mitzrayim is another large subject to talk about. And the emphasis is, when you speak about Golos Mitzrayim, besides the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, one's become another mitzvah. The Mantinska of Zem Seitzchon Eretz Mitzrayim, Koyli Mechayecho, Chazal Dash, and the mitzvah same with the Geisa, if you become the mitzvah, Koyli Mechayecho. Halacha is brought, and it's interesting, even if somebody misses Krishna, Chas V'Shalom, and you're late in the day, you still have the mitzvah d'oraisa to mention at least some psukim the Mishnah brings down, even to say a Mama Chazal, which ascribes to Yesis Mitzrayim, a mitzvah same d'oraisa. The person has a sofok whether he's done it during the day, Sveikah d'oraisa l'chumra, all about the halacha, Mishnah Berurah. So what's Mekayim a mitzvah, discussing these week's parshias, was Mekayim a mitzvah, Zechiras Yesis Mitzrayim. But what the emphasis is, the mitzvah of Zechiras Yesis Mitzrayim is not just to remember the story which happened in Mitzrayim. Obviously, if the Torah gives us a mitzvah of Yesis Mitzrayim, it has an effect on our daily lives. It's meant to, we're to learn something from it in our daily lives. So hopefully today we'll be able to discuss a bit of aspect of Yesis Mitzrayim, which will have an effect to us today. The pasuk in the beginning of Va'era, Rashi brings two pshatim, the Ramban brings a few pshatim, Rashi connects this week's parsha with the end of last week's parsha. Last week's parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Ribbono Shel Olam after being sent to Paro, after being sent to Klal Yisrael to tell them they're leaving Mitzrayim, and being sent to Paro to tell him to let the Eden leave Mitzrayim. And the situation of Mitzrayim goes worse. The straw was given. The work was getting even harder. And Moshe Rabbeinu says to Ribbono Shel Olam, Lama hari oisa la'om azeh. And this week's parasha Rashi connects to last week's parasha. In the first pshat, Rashi says, Ribbono Shel Olam told him off for this. And in the second pshat, Rashi has an arichas. Rashi says the first five psukim of the parasha are all an answer to Lama Hari Oysa La'amaze. Rashi tries to explain what the answer is. Rashi brings it from Chazal. Rashi says, the Gemara in Sanhedrin he brings, Chaval al the Mishta al the Ovdin v'loy Mishtakhin. The Rebbeinu Shem bemoans the loss of the Ovis. Moshe Rabbeinu seemed to have come to the Rebbeinu Shem always with questions. When he said to him, go and tell Klai, so you're leaving Mitzrayim, Ayo Me'el of Ani Hashem, the elders never asked my name. And I told the elders they're getting Eretz Canaan. They got Eretz Canaan, but they had to pay for it. Avraham had to pay for Maros Machpela. And so in Yitzchak Yaakov had to pay Merea Ksita for Shem. No complaints. And here, straight away, they're asking for Lama Hariyosa. You're asking questions. The Gamani Shomati is Narkas Benegas. So Rashi says he doesn't understand the connection. If that's the point, the Gemara Sanhedrin says the first three psukim are all a taina against Moshe Rabbeinu, comparing him to the others. So how does now the Gamani Shomati is Narkas Benegas come in here? If the first pshat of Rashi, this is all telling you that he's going to be Mekayim now the Guna, the Gamani Shomati fits in. But Rashi asks the Gamani Shomati doesn't fit in according to the second pshat. And Rashi says the famous Rashi Kepatish Shifleitz Tzela. The Torah splits into many different parts and pieces, like a person who hits a rock, and it splits into many splinters. Hadrash Tidorish and Pshutei Shemek and Rashi Tidorish and Pshutei Shemek. But Chazal obviously need a pshat. What the Hemshach of the Gamani Shamati is, as Na'akas B'nei Yisrael, the taught of the Ribbono Shel Olam, when he's telling Moshe that you don't meet up to the others, and your questions don't meet up to the Amun and the Betoch and the others had. How does Vagamani Shamati? One minute he's telling him off, the next thing he's saying he heard Vagam, and also, the also doesn't continue. Vagamani Shamati is Nakas Bene Yisro. The Emma says there are quite a few other kashas on this week's parasha. Number one, the word Ani Hashem is mentioned many, many times. Lachay, it needs a beer. Why is it mentioned so many times? The Pasuk says, V'chein emon ibnei Yisrael ani Hashem. Next pasuk, V'lokachti eschem li la'om v'yitzi lachem l'lekim v'yidatem ki ani Hashem v'lekeichem. Hashem. Why does Ani Hashem need to be mentioned three times in the course of three Pesukim? Rabbi Yishev is telling Moshe, you should know Ani Hashem, Ani Hashem, Ani Hashem. That's one question. Another question, which we find, which the Mefarshim ask, continued in the parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu goes and tells Klal Yisrael, he tells them, you're going to leave Mitzrayim. The Pasuk says, Veshomu el Moshe, Mikoit Zeruach, Ome Avoid Lekosha. They didn't listen to Moshe. The great stress they were under, Mitzrayim, Avoid Lekosha, was very hard for them to accept this from Moshe Rabbeinu. Interestingly, we find in last week's parasha, the Rebbeinu Shem comes to Moshe, tells him to go to tell the Yidin to leave Mitzrayim, and Moshe Rabbeinu gives a Torah to the Yidin, the parasha Shemos, they bowed down to Hashem, they frustrated themselves, they were happy that the Surah HaGa'ula. And this week's parasha changed all of a sudden. The second time Moshe Rabbeinu was told to go to Klal Yisrael, what happened in between? What was the change? The last week's parasha, Vayikra Amar Yishtachavu, and the second time, Vayikra Amar Moshe at all, Mikotze Ruach Ome Avoda Kosha. Another difficult point we find is in the parasha. Rashi says later on, Vayitzavim al Bnei Yisrael, Vayitzavim Melech Mitzrayim, in Pasuk Yud Gimel. He told Moshe Rabbeinu, he commanded Moshe Rabbeinu about the Bnei Yisrael, about Pari Melech Mitzrayim, and about Pari the King of Mitzrayim. There's two pshat of Rashi. One pshat Rashi says of Bnei Yisrael, Lizboil Oysom Benachas. You should treat them delicately, gently. To be patient with them. What was the patience he had to have with Klal Yisrael? What was the patience? He's telling them to leave Mitzrayim, so either listen or you don't. Patience normally means you're telling them to do something, and they're not listening, or they are listening, or you're trying to impart a message to them. You tell them to leave Mitzrayim, what sort of patience does one need to go along with Klal Yisrael and tell them that they're leaving Mitzrayim? If they listen, they listen. If they don't listen, they don't listen. But the Chayyim is not something that needs patience. What's Rashi alluding to? And Rashi says that when you're telling Klal Yisrael, giving over the message to Klal Yisrael of your sinus Mitzrayim, you need to have patience with him. So I saw the Be'er Yosef brings down a Moridika Mechilta, a Gevaldika Mechilta. Which the Emma says, maybe Rashi is a Shtukul Shitosa, Rashi asks one of them this question of a Gam, because Rashi himself learns the Pasuk a bit differently. He brings a Mechilta which sheds a new light on the whole Indian here, what was going on when Moshe Rabbeinu came to Klal Yisrael. The Mechilta brings a Pasuk in Yechezkel. The Mechilta in the Pasha's Boy Pasha Hey. It says, Reshoma and Moshe Mikotze Ruach Amar Avayda Kasha. Why don't you listen to Moshe, says the Mechilta? Somebody gives a bit of good news to somebody, why should you not listen? Rechatesa. If something's happened, you're going to have a child, you're going to be left on Mitzrayim. Rechatesa, Reshoma Moshe, the Mechilta asks this question. It says, the Mechilta brings a Pasuk in Yechezkel. In Yechezkel, Kapitel Chof, I wrote the Pasuk out. The Pasuk says, Va'esa Yodi Lezer Abes Yisrael, Yechezkel Chof, chapter 20. Va'esa Yodi Lezer Abes Yaakov, Vivoda Lohem Be'eretz Mitzrayim. I lifted my hand, I've sworn I made myself known to them in the land of Mitzrayim. Va'esa Yodi Leimoi, the Rebbeinu Shlom says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. I came and told them, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. I came to Mitzrayim. Besides saying Ani Hashem Elokeichem, or encompassed Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I said to them, Ish shekutzei einav hishlichu, throw away the abominations of your eyes. Uvegnulim Mitzrayim al titamol, don't defile yourself with the gnulim, with avodah zorah, the Egyptians avodah zorahs. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. That's what says Yechezkel. And the pasuk continues, Vayamrubi, they rebelled against me. Veloy avu lishmoya. Klal Yisrael, the Rebbeinu Shem told them in Mitzrayim, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, leave the Gelulim Mitzrayim, leave the Avodah Zorah, v'lei ovu lishmoya, they did not wish to listen at all. V'lei ovu lishmoya elai, ish eshkut zeyneim lo yishlichu, v'es Gelulim Mitzrayim lo yozovu. So the Pasuk in Yechezkel sheds a light, which the Torah doesn't tell us. That when Klal Yisrael were in Mitzrayim, and the way the Mechilta learns that this was when Moshe Rabbeinu was talking to them in this week's Pasha, Moshe Rabbeinu came to the Eden and told them they're leaving Mitzrayim. He said to them, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, a message from the Eibishter, leave the Gelulim Mitzrayim, leave the Shekutzei Mitzrayim, leave it all. And they didn't wish to listen. They said, we can't. We don't want to leave it. We want to stay with our Gelulim, our Avodah Zorah of the Mitzrayim. And the Chilta brings it to the passing of Parshas Bo'i, the famous Mishchu Ukechu Lachem Tzoyim. There again, the Rebbeinu Shem, Mishchu Yodeichem Avodah Zorah Ukechu Lachem Tzoyim. Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim, although we find in one way they were different than the Goyim, the Shinah Shemom, the Shoinom, the Vusham, but nevertheless Chazal tell us they were Oyvdei Avodah Zarah. Halalo Oyvdei Avodah Zarah, Halalo Oyvdei Avodah Zarah, Mishri Yedeichem Avodah Zarah. And the Pasuk in Yechezkel says this clearly. The Rabbi Hashem came to the Yidden and said, leave Mitzrayim, and they couldn't. They said, no, we can't. But the Avodah Shemaya was stuck with our Gilulei Avodah Zarah. A Gevaldige Zach. Says the Be'er Yosef, a Gevaldige Pshat. He said, this week's Parsha, the difference in this week's Parsha and last week's Parsha. Last week's Parsha, the Moshe Rabbeinu came to Klal Yisrael, you're leaving Mitzrayim. No strings attached. Means some good news. They all bowed to Moshe, leave Mitzrayim, work hard, work. Gefährlich. This week's Parsha, Vayoyim Eil of Ani Hashem, three times. Ani Hashem, I'm not just saying Ani Hashem. Ani Hashem, I'm the one. There's no Avodah Zarah anymore. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. You're leaving Mitzrayim to be, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu totally, in totality, without any Avodah Zarah, without any side, without any disturbances of Avodah Hashem. Already, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, they got a bit scared, Klal Yisrael. Vayidaber Moshe Kein El Bnei Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu spoke so to the Bnei Yisrael. He said exactly, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, without anything else. They couldn't listen to Moshe anymore. The Targum Yonis ben Aziel says, which refers to Avodah Zarah. They didn't listen to Moshe because of the Avodah Zarah they were entrenched with. And Moshe Rabbeinu told them, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, you're leaving Mitzrayim. What's that? You're leaving Mitzrayim, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. This is a condition in Yetzias Mitzrayim to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the difference between last week's Parsha and this week's Parsha. Why in last week's Parsha they were happy, and this week's Parsha they couldn't listen. But Shammah and Moshe, as we state in Mechilta, in Parsha Spaya. Gavav the Gennai is in this week's Parsha. Says the Be'er Yosef, afraid so much. They couldn't leave the Avodah Zarah. They were entrenched in a style of life which they couldn't give up. Leaving Mitzrayim, leaving the hard work, and keeping your same style of life somewhere else is okay. But you've got to change your style of life. So they're going to under the Parsha. It's another story. So the Be'er Yosef, I Gavav the Gazach. The Be'er Yosef says, a famous kasha, which all the Mepharshim ask. Moshe Rabbeinu later on in the Parsha, when he was told to go to Paray, he said, I don't understand. He made a kal v'chayma. Echad me'aseh kal v'chayma shabbatayra. He says, v'lishheim b'nei Yisrael v'shomo elai. The B'nei Yisrael didn't listen to me. V'eich yishma'eini Paray. V'ani haral sefasayim. As the Mepharshim ask, the kal v'chayma is a kal v'chayma pereichahu. It's a kal v'chayma which is ogefrek. It's a kal v'chayma which doesn't start. B'nei Yisrael v'shomo elai. Because Mikoy Tziruach, the kosher. The Pasuk says why. The Pasuk they didn't listen because they couldn't. They were stressed, according to the first Pshat we know. Masha'ik and Paroi. Paroi's not stressed. Why shouldn't he listen? He's okay. He's sitting on the throne. He has his work being done for him. Ma'echad is about the Kavachem. It doesn't really seem to work. You can say, Paroi won't listen. But it's nothing to do with the Bnei Yisrael. I'm not listening. The Bnei Yisrael didn't listen. The Pasuk says, Mikoy Tziruach, the kosher. So why shouldn't Paroi, how does that follow on? Because they didn't listen, Paroi shouldn't listen. It says that Be'er Yosef provides there. And they saw them listen according to the Mechilta, according to the Targum Yonis and the Nazir, well, because they didn't want to leave Mitzrayim. Not they couldn't. Mechilta of Avodah Kosher means because of Avodah Zarah. The kosher, the difficulty wasn't so much the physical labor, and the Mechilta of the difficulty was the spiritual level they were on. They weren't interested in leaving Mitzrayim. But if Bnei Yisrael don't want to leave Mitzrayim, how can you tell the Paris? They say, please let them out. The Paris says, they don't want to go themselves. I should let them out Mitzrayim. They want to stay Mitzrayim themselves. Hey, Bnei Yisrael, Shomelai, Ve'ech Yishmeini Pari, Vani Ayal Sevasayim, I've got nothing to say to Pari anymore. If they themselves don't want to leave, how can I convince Pari to let them leave? They're happy where they are. Also, that's the Gilui of the Bnei Yosef and the Mechilta in this week's Parsha. Says the Bnei Yosef further, the Meir is very good, like Rabbi Hashem tells him, Vayidav Elekim Moshe, Vayoyim Eilav Ani Hashem, tell them this message Ani Hashem. Vayir Avrom Yisrael Kehil Shakai, Vagam Elekim Moshe, Kisi Yikom, the Gamani Shomati is Nakas Bnei Yisrael. The Rebbeinu Shem is saying, I want you to tell them Ani Hashem, and therefore you'll understand why Loma Hari Oisra Amazeh. If they don't want to leave Mitzrayim, I know that they're not really interested in going out of Mitzrayim with the condition of Ani Hashem. Therefore, I have to make it worse for them. They should be forced to leave Mitzrayim. They should be forced to leave Mitzrayim to get the message of Ani Hashem. And that's the Gamani Shomati is Nakas Bnei Yisrael, Hashem Mitzrayim, read the Moisom, even though it's gone worse. Don't think that I've forgotten about it. No, in the Hari Oisa alone is the Ani Shomati as Nakas. Because I've heard, but they want really deep down wanting the Sam, and they can't. Therefore, I had to make it worse than the Hari Oisa Ramazan. Interesting enough, the whole Mechilta, as a side note, if you look in the source of the Midrash, Rashi in Parsha Shemois, the end of Parsha Shemois, and the Rashi in Shabbos, of Kuf Lama Tesam Adalef, bring the same Pasuk in Yechezkel, Yvodah Lechem Be'ez Mitzrayim. And they say it wasn't to Moshe Rabbeinu, what Rashi says. Rashi was to Aaron HaKohen. before Moshe Rabbeinu even came to Kali Salam Mitzrayim, Aaron HaKohen Rashi says in Parshas Shemos that Aaron wasn't jealous of Moshe. Aaron already had a nevuah about Yisrael Mitzrayim. The whole Parsha Yecheskel was said to Aaron HaKohen. Okay, the Mechilta says clearly it refers to Moshe Rabbeinu, this week's Parsha, and the Be'yosu seems to learn with the Mahalach of the Mechilta. According to the Mahalach of the Mechilta, this was the Pshat here. Moshe Rabbeinu was told by the Eibishter to tell the Yidin to leave Mitzrayim, and they didn't want to leave. Why didn't they want to leave? Because they couldn't throw away their Shekotzim, they couldn't throw away their Amosim. So what happened now? They couldn't throw away the Shekotzim and the Amosim, so what's the Gemara in Besiyot? What changed? Why did they want to? How did the Eibishter manage to take them out of the Sam? Okay, Hari Oysel and Azeh made it worse than Moshe Rabbeinu. I saw Azeh. The Ramban in the beginning of the Pasha says, Shvikim and Nais, he tied to the posse, he brings the Shem to Eben Ezra, but Eirin Avraham and Yitzhak and Yaakov Bekel Shakai, Ushmi Hashem Leino Dati Lehem. So the others, the Rebbeinu Shem appeared in the name Kel Shakai. The Klal Yisrael, Shmi Hashem, Yudke Vavke. Says the Ramban Hashem to Eben Ezra, what's the difference between Kel Shakai and Shmi Hashem? It's not just names. What's the svar? What's the hezba? What's the midah? The names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are midahs that he refers to. Says the Ramban, Kel Shakai is a name which is Lamalu Midarech HaTeva, but it also encompasses Teva. The Moshul. He says every single thing in this world, he says the whole Torah, Schaan Oynish. Schaan Oynish is not strictly bound by the laws of nature. It's encompassed by the laws of nature, but not strictly in the Moshul. A person that keeps the mitzvahs, the Torah says, "V'nasati gishmeichem be'itam." I'm going to give the rain and the time. Friday night, the posim b'chakayis ha'teinechu. Well, there's no scientific theory why if somebody goes and keeps the Torah, the rain should fall on Friday night. No weather meteorologist will be able to tell you that he kept the Torah. Let's look at the say that Friday night. It doesn't work with really, Teva. But it's encompassed within Teva. It works with it. I mean, it's not no steal of the Teva. You can say it's a fluke or coincidence or whatever, that Yidin will keep the Torah, shall get the rain put on Friday night. Or Yidin will keep the Torah, shall pink up the scha in this world, which is permanent of a ta'at and yuri, malkish, besata the ganecha, besarosh chavizerecha, besata esa besata levemtecha. All these things are not a steer to Teva, not a contradiction to Teva. It doesn't follow the laws of Teva. All the ancient of the Torah, the Einish of Krisis, the Einish of Mises, of Mises B'dei Shemaim, when a person in Chas V'Shalom is over in Aveda, and he's Chayav Mises B'dei Shemaim, he dies before the age of 60, or dies before the age of 50, Chorus, are all the Ma'al Amidarech HaTeva. Kol Yehudei HaTorah, the Ramban says in this week's Pasha, Pasha's Achrei Mois, Pasha's B'chol Kaisa, a few times the Ramban says, all the Ma'al Schava Einish, Be'emes is the Ma'al Amidarech HaTeva, but nevertheless, it's not so much the Ma'al Amidarech HaTeva that can't be... It's over the top. It's encompassed by Teva. Shmi Hashem, Yudke Vavke, the Rebbeinu Shem, that's how the Rebbeinu Shem acted with the others. The others were acting with Taka Lamala Midarech HaTeva, but all the lesson the others had could all be explained by Teva. Avraham Avinu won wars, Sarah was sent to Mitzrayim, even the babies Sarah had very late in his life. But all these things, they weren't changing the Marechas HaShemayim so much. Asha'ik and Rebbeinu Shem says, Va'eir Avraham Yitzhak Bechel Shakai, Shmi Hashem Le'Nedavti Lehem. To you, I have to let you know Shmi Hashem. What's Shmi Hashem? The name Yudke Vavke, it changes the Teva completely. Makkas, which went came, and it changed the whole Teva to show the Ebishas in Shemayim, and Oretz, the Chazal say, that the Tzach HaDash Ba'achav showed the Ebishas and influence over every single piece of a parcel of nature, to show that he runs everything, he can change everything in a split second, there's no foregone conclusions, there's no nature that happens by itself, there's no mother nature, Chas V'Shalom, everything is the Ebonu Shalom, who's Mahavat Tom in the world. That was the Indian of the Makkas. It's Ani Hashem, that's a complete new Mahalach, a complete new way that Ebonu Shalom led the world in Yitzis Mitzrayim, which was only for then, and later on again, that's when you remember the whole time, you remember Yitzis Mitzrayim, to remember this, to show that even in our normal lives, the Ramban says, the Parshas Bo, the famous Ramban, the Tachas of Yisrael Mitzrayim wasn't to have Nisim, and I just looked at a newspaper article about, Gevaldik is a great Nisim. The Tachas is, from the Nisim HaNistorim, the Nisim HaGluyim, one should learn to the Nisim HaNistorim. Because the whole world is Nis. The whole world is Nis. Chazanish says in the Gevaldik Plus, the Chazanish says in Mechtovim, in the letters, the Chazanish writes to someone who was a Tagresa Talmud Chochem, who became very ogreshvach, he became ill, and he had to rest. And due to his nature of slogging and learning the whole time, he couldn't rest. And the Chaznish wrote to him, one has to follow the laws of nature. And nature tells you to rest, because that's the Rebbeinu Shem Zerotzin Hatzmidi. That's the biggest Zerotzin of the Rebbeinu Shem. The fact that the Rebbeinu Shem runs the world with nature shows that that's what he wishes. That's what he really wants, how he wants to run around the world. You want to go push yourself against the laws of... But he said, the Rebbeinu Shem wants to run the world. The nature itself is laws of the Rebbeinu Shlom. The Rebbeinu Shlom, that's the Gezeirah of the Rebbeinu Shlom. It's around the world in such a way. And it's the exact rest of the Gezeirah. It's the Gezeirah Tzimidi of the Rebbeinu Shlom. He wants every single day that the sun should get up in the morning and around the sun. Like, I don't want the nation of Yeshua. The sun should stop in the middle of the day. But the sun should be stuck constantly every single day. That's the Rotzon Hashem. How do I realize it's Rotzon Hashem? It doesn't get carried away with believing it's just happening. When there's Bainim in the Nisim, Hageluyim, one comes to understand that it's Nisim and Historium are also Nisim. Famous Ramban in Parshat, why we don't do Marach on it. And that's what the Rebbeinu Shlom, this week's Parshat, seems that the Ovis killed Shaka was enough. Chaval of the Adam Alein Ishtakhin, when it came to the Ovis, the middle of Kil Shaka was enough. They didn't need any great shakes to shake them up. They could see from the Nisim and Historium, Nisim Hageluyim, the Nisim and Historium, I mean, they could see the Rebbeinu Shlom. It came to Mitzrayim, which we said just now in Parshat Yecheskel says, Ish, as Kluli Eino, they couldn't get rid of the Avodah Zorah of Mitzrayim. They need a bit of a shake-up. What was the shake-up? Shmi Hashem, the new Midah, the Midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they can change the world, change Mareches HaShamayim. Oh, Svetanai Midah, the whole Teva falls to pieces. It's already the Yetzirah falls to pieces. Well, you see, how can you not believe in the Rebbeinu Shlom after you see the Rebbeinu Shlom Yirami Mitzrayim, the Gevaldige Moisim, the Gevaldige Makas, the Shmi Hashem, which appeared in Mitzrayim? Ramban doesn't understand this. Rechtai Shabbat is the Ramban. And the Kir Shakai was a smaller, was a bigger midah than Hashem in a way. And when normally you look at it, Hashem is a greater midah than Kir Shakai. Kir Shakai is a midah of Derech HaTevan. Ramban with Derech HaTevan is the biggest midah. According to the Ramban says it, paket. The Kir Shakai was enough for the Ovis. It was enough to lead the Ovis with the midah of showing of nature. Of nature, but I might say a bit higher than nature. Scha and Oymish, which the Ramban says is a bit abyssal. They need the great shakes of the grace of Moisim. It came in Mitzrayim, and Taka, we see Ishus Gruli Eino, they didn't want to get rid of the Avodah Zorah, and everything, Halala Avodah Zorah, Halala Avodah Zorah. To get rid of that Shibud Mitzrayim, the Shibud Aruchni Mitzrayim, the Rebbeinu Shem needed the Midah of Yudke Vovke, the Midah of Nisim, high Nisim, Lamar Midah, to shake him out to show us as the Rebbeinu Shem in the world. And that's the true Avodah Hashem. I'm also brought down, Shlomo Zalmanov brings us down. Not yet Purim, but. I break this up in Gemara and Megillah. The Gemara and Megillah says, famous Gemara, as Lamatzeach al Yeres Hashacha Mizmo le David, Keili Keili Lamazatoni. A Yeres Hashacha refers to Esther Hamalka. And the Gemara says, Ma Shacha Soif Halaylo, Ach Esther Soif Hanisim. Just like Shacha, morning, dawn, is the end of the light, in the night, Esther is Soif Kolanisim. And Shem Zaman asks a Gevaldige Kasha. From his other Mepharshim you ask as well. He says, Shacha, one doesn't really look at Shacha as being Soif Kol HaLaila. Morning is the end of the night. If anything, night is the end of the day. The morning is not the end of the night. The Gemara says, Ma Shacha Soif Kol HaLaila, Af Esther Soif Kol HaNisim, which normally you're going to be Esther Amalka's nest. The nest which happened in Achashverosh's palace with Esther was a seemingly end of the Nisim, was a tail end of all the great Nisim that happened in Klal Yisrael Tanakh, which you see major Nisim. And Esther was the last Nest behind, and from then on, there was Hastoras Ponim, and we don't go, we're not Zeichet to listen how we used to have. That's how normally we learn Pshat. And Shacha is Soif Kol HaLaila. So Esther is compared to Shacha, just like Shacha, morning, dawn is morning breaks at the end of the night. He says, Shacha, is not the end of the night. Shacha normally is referred to as a new beginning, the beginning of the day. It's not the end of the night. So the Shem Zaman like a Valde Gazach, from which the Mahanach we're talking. He says, Esther Malka, we find, the Ness also wasn't the Malam Midrash HaTavah. It wasn't great shakes. If you would have read the newspapers at the time of Esther Malka, you'd have seen a series of events that were totally unrelated. And in the end, coincidentally, Chas v'Shalom, I'm putting this in inverted commas, but it seems to be everything tied together very nicely, and it worked out. You know, Vashti was killed, and Malmoth was promoted, and Holland was demoted, and here Esther became queen at the right time, at the right moment. There was the right person who happened to be also from Klal Yisrael. We all know when you read the story of Megillah, it's the Malam Midrash HaTavah. When you're a Ma'amin who reads the story, sees the Rebbeinu Shem coordinating the events, every single biblical event to go along and coordinate itself. But the Masa, there was no great shakes. The Nissen till then, as we start and you see with Saram, Gevaldige Mofsim, Gevaldige Nissen. Shalom Shem Azalman, the Tach is not to have great Nissen. The Tach is from the great Nissen one should learn how to see the Rebbeinu Shem in our daily lives. In every single shirt and tith of our daily lives, you see the Rebbeinu Shem. As the Sof Kol HaNissim is the same as Shacha Sof Kol HaLaila. The end of the night. In night time, one needs big nissim. When it's dark, when it's not dark, literally, but dark and spiritually as well, one needs to have great nissim to bring a bit of light to the darkness, to dispel the darkness. The minute it gets light, everything's clear. When it's light, when a person or someone wakes up from the fog and he sees the light, he sees the revelation everywhere, Da'afah Shem Shalom can listen. He sees in his daily life, listen. He sees in his cup of coffee in the morning, he sees, listen. And I think the minna, the Zechayin Levracha, used to walk around with apple pips and orange pips in his pocket. He used to take them out and see the nisim of the Rebbeinu Shalom in an apple pip and an orange pip. As I miss, a little pip goes into the ground and gets totally dissolved, and it gets decayed, and from there grows a tree with the same fruit originally the pip came from. The golden delicious apple brings that golden delicious. Like, Gevaldig nisim. We don't look at this nisim because we're used to it. We haven't seen the light. You see the light, and you see the oil of the Rebbeinu Shalom, and in the same, seemingly smallest events, a little pip is decaying in the ground, one can see gathers of the Rebbeinu Shalom. It's also the nisim which Esther Amalka brought out. So the soft kol nisim, not soft, the tail end. It was the end. We didn't need nisim anymore. Klal Yisrael reached the madrega where Esther soft kol nisim shouted they could do. The Rebbeinu Shalom said, I don't need to give Klal Yisrael nisim anymore. They've reached the madrega already where they can see in their daily lives nisim. That's the Esther soft kol nisim. And that's why it's shacha. It's soft alayne. In one way, it's the end of the night. And the other way, it's not the end. It's the beginning of a new period. It's the beginning of a new era, a new day. One can see in the light, one can see Allah's good, Allah's claw. One doesn't need the grace of nisim. That's the way David came to Moshe. Yom Eilav Ani Hashem, but Eilav Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Bekel Shakai. Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Bekel Shakai. Shmi Hashem Leinu Dati Lehem. But you and Mitzrayim have to tell you Ani Hashem. The three times over the famous Ani Hashem. I need to use the mid of Hashem here. Why? Because the Leshamu and Moshe Mikoyt Zeruach and Avayda Kosha. The Eilav Avayda Zor is so strong, is so entrenched. I need to bring out a new Mahalach of grace and nisim and grace and mofsim. The Pasuk says, Vaitseisi v'tzalti v'ga'alti v'lakachti, the four middas of going out to Mitzrayim. The way they're speaking, we have to understand these four middas, also the Drochnias, the Gashmias, we understand these four Madrigas. Vaitseisi es mitach ha'sivres Mitzrayim, v'ga'alti es, v'tzalti es ma'abidosom, v'ga'alti es ha'mizrayim netuya, v'lakachti es mizmatim teira. And so brought down a gewaltig of Zach. Vaitseisi es mitach ha'sivres Mitzrayim. So, the Gashmis is poshut. You're under the Sivris Mitzrayim, the Rebbeinu takes you out. Spiritually, what's the Sivris Mitzrayim? The Sivris is the Roshon of Savlonus. Savlonus is patience. What's patience? One can bear, one can be patient. Spiritually, in Mitzrayim, they didn't want to steig. They didn't want to see further. They didn't want to grow. When it says, why don't they want to grow? Because they're used to the situation where they are. Spiritually, sometimes a person has a lot of patience. When it comes to faith, the Gashmis, the person's got no patience, he wants to make money today, he has no gross. When it comes to spirituality, it comes to rochnius, the person sometimes feels to himself, I've still got time, I'm happy how I am, I have patience. But it says, yes, in the first stage, a person wants to be removed from the spiritual goddess. But it says, yes, we have to stop bearing your situation in rochnius. Stop being patient with yourself. And try and be a bit impatient. Try and push yourself a bit. What's the avoida? The avoida is the shibbut. A person sometimes gets so entrenched in the spiritual level, he's meshubbat. He's not just not serving the Rebbeinu Shalom. He's actually enslaved to his physical desires. He can't change. You find nowadays in such a permissive world, people get enslaved to their tavas. Addictions are bigger than ever. They get totally addicted to things which were never addicted to years ago, because they're in a society where gashmis play such a big role. A person becomes entrenched to his gashmis, becomes enslaved. The first stage is to wake up and be a bit impatient with yourself. If you're happy where you are, it's just a gunish thing. You never wake up. You have to have a wake up call. The tzalti eschem avidosam from the shibut. The ga'alti eschem is emuna. Why is ga'alti eschem emuna? As long as a person is meshubut, as long as a person is enslaved, it's impossible to have proper emuna. Yodua, a Talmud once came to Reb Chaim Brisker and said, he finds it very difficult to have emuna in the Rebbeinu Shalom. Why? He says, a lot of kashas. And therefore it's led him to a bit of a different lifestyle than he should lead. Serving the Rebbeinu Shalom. He has problems with Emunah. So the Chaim Brisker, when did the problems with Emunah arise? Before you started your new lifestyle, or after you started your new lifestyle? I'll tell you the truth, he said, I started doing a few Avedas first. And after I started thinking to myself, and the Chagazen, it's like a bit shver, kashas and Emunah. Chaim said, "Oy bazoi." He said, "The kashas are not kashas. The kashas are tirutz and the answers." He said, "You're trying to forever your lifestyle. You've changed your lifestyle. You've fallen in avodas Hashem. Then you decide, 'Son, how could it be? So he tried thinking of him. Esh thoughts about it. Esh attacked the Rebbeinu Shem in the world. So after Vitzalti Eschem Avedosam, after you've left, you're not a Shubad anymore. You're not enslaved anymore to the physical desires. It's only then Vitzalti Eschem Ezerin Etzuya comes the level of Emunah. And noch alles, you still need to have a Kach on. We need to have Matan Torah, which Matan Torah keeps us going all the way through. The Oila Torah stops us being enslaved again to the Tavas and to the desires of this world. Kana Makabal of Oil Torah, Ma'avira Mena Al Malcha Shamayim, Einacha Men Chayim, Lamisha Oisik Matalma Torah. In the middle of a standing being Oisik Matalma Torah, the Taka the Inyan of Yisiz Mitzrayim, the Yabonish, we should help us Taka, we should remove ourselves from our physical, our enslavement to physicality in this world, and the Yabonish of Yisaycha, Takashvi Mazoich has to be the Ka'ula Shalema, and Heir of Yomeinu Amen.